The dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico varies in size from year to year, sometimes getting larger than the state of New Jersey. Scientists say excess nitrogen and other nutrients used to grow crops and lawns in the Midwest are drained from the Mississippi, Missouri, and Ohio river basins and into the Gulf. Nancy Rabelais is a researcher with the Louisiana University's Marine Consortium. She says the result is a huge algae bloom in the Gulf.
The nutrients stimulate the growth of these algae, and they're either eaten by zooplankton or fish and become part of the marine food web, or they die and sink to the bottom. It's the cells that sink to the bottom that eventually lead to the consumption of oxygen by bacteria.
Fish and shrimp can't live in the oxygen-starved area. The researchers say the only thing that can reduce the size of the dead zone is to reduce the amount of nitrogen from the Midwest that drains into the Gulf of Mexico. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.